This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, February 11th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, in 1980, thousands left Castro's Cuba on a boat lift to the United States. Many of them were given housing at Fort Chaffee. Jacqueline Froelich examines what happened to them, what's happened since, and why historians are spending time getting the facts correct.
Plus, a new adult education library for Northwest Arkansas Community College. Antoinette was there earlier today and has a report.
First, the start of the Arkansas legislature's fiscal session has many on edge about the future of the state's private option. Yesterday, lawmakers began the process of authorizing state funds for the budget year that begins in July. While most members of the House and Senate support the state's plan for using federal Medicaid dollars to buy private insurance for low-income people, observers are uncertain there are enough votes to support it. A 3/4 majority in both chambers is needed to reauthorize the program. After opening ceremonies yesterday, Democratic Senator David Johnson of Little Rock expressed many legislators' prevailing uncertainty.
It's a bit of a mystery right now, and I think that things will turn out with the private option like they did last year. But at this point, I'm like Senator Lamoureux, who said recently that he's not exactly sure how it happens, and I am too. But I think in the end it will happen.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Bart Hester, who voted against the program last year, says the small group of conservative legislators who remain opposed will force a change.
Well, I think on a straight up and down yes-no vote, there is not the votes to fund the private option. It will be defunded. So I think what's going to have to happen here is there going to have to be some sort of a compromise, maybe a delayed defund, maybe a slow unwind, or maybe some other sort of compromise. There will have to be some sort of compromise to find the funding for the private option.
Governor Mike Beebe has said the failure to reauthorize funding for the program would create an $89 million hole in his proposed budget. More than 100,000 Arkansans have signed up for the program so far.
Also during yesterday's opening day of the fiscal session, a bill was filed regarding the vacancy in the lieutenant governor's office. Senate Republican leader Eddie Joe Williams and Senate Democratic leader Keith Ingram introduced the non-fiscal bill that would allow the state to not hold a special election to fill the vacancy. Specifically, the Senate Resolution 6 is narrowly tailored to prevent a special election for the office if the vacancy occurs fewer than 6 months before the next general election, if the office would be filled after the next general election, and if the governor determines the cost of holding a special election to fill the vacancy would be impractical because of the timing of the vacancy. Governor Mike Beebe has said he will support such a bill if proposed by the legislature.
Polls are open today for a special election in Benton County. Residents of most of the county's unincorporated areas are being asked whether an emergency medical service district should be formed, a district in which property owners would be assessed an annual fee on their property taxes. The fee would be earmarked to help the county reimburse cities for operational costs of providing ambulance service to those unincorporated areas. The election is open to all rural residents except those who currently live in the Northeast Benton County Emergency Medical Service District. Polls are open until 7:30 tonight, and to find your precinct, visit the Arkansas Secretary of State's website at voterview.ar-nova.org.
Van Buren-based USA Truck has released its 2013 year-end earnings report. According to Talk Business Arkansas, the trucking firm has made efforts to turn its fortunes around, but that didn't prevent the company from posting a $9.1 million loss for 2013. The loss was nearly half of the loss reported for 2012 and marks the fifth consecutive year-end loss for the company. While USA Truck's loss shrank in the past year, its revenues grew by $38.5 million. The earnings report comes days after USA Truck reached an agreement to end a hostile takeover bid by Phoenix-based Knight Transportation.
Walmart is responding to a complaint by the National Labor Relations Board that alleges the retail giant violated labor rules. The allegations accuse Walmart of unlawfully threatening or firing employees who took part in strikes and protests last year at stores across the country and outside of the company's headquarters in Bentonville. According to the City Wire, Walmart denied the allegations, stating it was difficult to distinguish employees missing work for the strikes from absenteeism. Walmart further stated it warned employees repeatedly for missing scheduled workdays and that employees were informed attendance policies would be enforced. The company claims the strikes, orchestrated by union advocacy groups and supported by the United Food and Commercial International Workers Union, were intended to disrupt staffing and customer service.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will be in Fayetteville next month. She'll speak at 7 p.m. Wednesday, March 5th at Barnhill Arena. She was Secretary of State under President George W. Bush and was the second woman and first African-American woman to serve as the U.S. chief diplomat. Also under President Bush, she was the first woman to serve as the president's national security advisor. Prior to serving in Washington, she was the provost and chief budget and academic officer at Stanford University, where she is now professor of political science and the Denning Professor in Global Business and the Economy. The lecture, which is free and open to the public, is part of the University of Arkansas's Distinguished Lecture Series, which in the past has included various speakers, including Apple Computer co-founder Steve Wozniak, musician John Legend, and former President George H.W. Bush.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows from 11 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 19 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 39 and a wind chill as low as 10 degrees in northwest Arkansas. In the Arkansas River Valley, mostly sunny with a high near 42. Tomorrow night, expect mostly clear skies with lows from 17 to 25 degrees.